8. The number 4, Alaska.
Good morning. It's 18 minutes after 8 o'clock. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. Joining me in the studio this morning, as promised, is Shannon Hoagland, the producer of Sitka Community Theater's Moon Over Buffalo. Hi, Shannon.
Good morning, Rob.
And thank you for the coffee. I mean, you can just be on the radio as long as you like this morning.
I'm trying to make all the other guests look bad.
I'll go out there and sip my Americano while you talk about this play. It is. The play is happening, I guess, a preview or dress rehearsal tonight, right?
Well, it's going to be a rehearsal, not in dress. It's kind of a final tech run through.
Okay. And then opening tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night, 7 o'clock. Saturday night, 7 o'clock. Sunday night, at 7.
Okay. And I guess I'm always unsure how to disclose my involvement
right.
in this because I have kind of a subterranean. I mean, I don't know the slightest thing about this play, except that the stage should hold together.
Right. I think you don't know anything about the play except you probably saw it like 10 years ago.
Oh yes, right. Yeah, the high school did put on this play, mm-hmm. And I am. Involved in community theater as a set carpenter, but I'm never there when any actors are present, so I haven't really seen how it's
coming together.
Yeah. But I hear tell it's a hoot.
It's really funny play. It's good. You know, we started with really good material. I think it's one of those things where you get to the first read through of the play and everyone's laughing at all the jokes, and that's always a really good feeling. So I think we all felt like it was going to be good.
I actually heard the actors have a hard time getting through this, keeping their composure.
Well, the thing about this play is a lot of the people in the cast are friends. I mean, there's a few people, you know, who don't know each other, but there's three very good friends who have to play opposite each other. They have to play love scenes together. And yes, they have a very hard time keeping a straight face. Then we all have a hard time keeping a straight face. In the last 5 days, they've gotten through it really well. And I think the scenes together are really sweet.
And you've cast members from last year's Rumors. There's some crossover from last year's cast.
Not as much as I thought there was going to be.
Okay.
Like, there are a few people one person had a baby, one of the great actresses we had last year, Amy Gorn. And there's just a couple who, you know, they had things going on in their lives. They decided not to turn out for this one, but... that's the great thing about this project. It's turned out that, you know, there are new people to be found. There are kids coming up who are, you know, ready to play in adult plays. And then there are new people coming to the community. There are people coming back from college. And so we're getting those people, too. And I hope to get more of them. I think some people are kind of, when they come back here from college, they just don't know what they want to do here. And I've talked to some of them about auditioning in the future, so I hope we get some more young people.
Yeah, there's a great sort of ensemble feeling that's developed around community theater, because even if you go to one of the great ensemble repertory theaters like Oregon Shakespeare Festival, mm-hmm. you'll see some of the same faces in some of the productions, but there's always the new people moving through, the special guest appearances.
Yeah, you wouldn't want it to be the same people every year. I mean, and there's right. always going to be a few people who will want to be involved every year, but I hope we always have new people coming through.
All
yeah,
right.
And we really saw that with the radio play. We had 21 people in the radio play, and if we could do a play in 3 weeks, I think we would always get that kind of turnout, but it's the commitment of 10 weeks that kind of turns people away, and also having to memorize stuff, they get
right.
a little afraid
right.
of that.
Well, I should just put a plug in. We had some new people in the scene shop too this year, and our first Utila kilt appeared.
Oh, really?
In the scene shop.
Okay.
So that's good. But tell us about Moon Over Buffalo. I mean, this show was very big on Broadway, and I guess Carol Burnett got a Tony.
Carol Burnett was a star, and yet she opted out of the sword fighting scene. Carol Burnett was the star, and I think it was a vehicle for her. I didn't recognize any of the other names in the Broadway show.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a big piece for the role of Charlotte, and that's played by Stephanie Ask, who's a huge actress. And she was in Rumors last year and did an outstanding job. So
right.
people, you know, her students at Sitka High School, I hope, will come see her and see her. She really shines in this role. It's kind of an over-the-top, fun role, like a lot of the roles in this play are. But
all right. So the play was written in the 90s. I guess Carol Burnett appeared in the 1990s in this show. But the play is set in the 50s.
Yeah, I didn't bring my script with me, so I can't remember exactly when the play was on Broadway. But it's set in the 50s. It's about an aging stage acting couple, the Hayes, who are not quite the Lunts. They had a thing back in the 50s where stars from Broadway would tour the little towns, and but it's kind of dying out with television. So this is a formerly semi-famous acting couple that's on the road taking two plays in repertory, Private Lives, which is a Noel Coward kind of sparkly 1920s comedy, and a production of Cyrano. So you have, you know, these actors that have to be able to be in either play, and they're right now in Buffalo, New York, and things are starting to fall apart. They're not making payroll, and all sorts of, you know, the daughter comes home and someone's interested in Charlotte, who comes to, you know, make an offer for her. And anyway, everything kind of happens in Buffalo, New York. And I guess it's kind of a Waiting for Guffman situation where they hear that famous Hollywood director Frank Capra, I'm not sure if today's audiences still know who Frank Capra
is,
right. But there's a rumor that he's coming to town to check out George Hay for a role that's been vacated by an injured actor in Hollywood. So it might be their big chance to get to Hollywood like they've always wanted to go.
Okay, so sometimes theater has a play within a play. This actually has two plays within a play.
Yes.
And one of them is Cyrano. And I guess just to make matters even a little bit more strange, Sitka High School Theater Department is actually going to stage the real Cyrano next.
Yes, well, that was intentional, so we could share costumes.
And swords, right.
And swords, and sword fighting. We had someone come to town, actually, and do sword fighting training with the four actors who are going to be doing a lot of sword fighting. I guess that would be Sam and Soren at the high school, and Stephanie Ask and Ed Ronco. Who do a nice sword fighting scene near the beginning of the play.
Okay, so there's some synergy there.
That was definitely planned. It worked out that Stephanie did want to do Cyrano, and Stacy definitely did want to do Moon Over Buffalo, because she did it at the high school on a smaller stage, and I think she always knew that there was a lot technically that you could do with this play on a big stage with scrims and, you know, special effects. And you know, I don't want to give away too many of the special effects, because they're really fabulous, but the technical crew has been kind of wiping themselves out to make it happen. We've got students at Sitka High, Hannah Paloff and Isaac Pike, and of course Jay Bradley, the technical director at the theater. Anyway, the set looks really good.
And wasn't Finn Straley in the role of George back when the high school did this?
I think that's right, okay. But I'm not sure. I know that someone else in town, Anthony, I'm going to forget his name, Brandon Haskins.
Okay.
Was in the play.
All right, there's been so many.
Yes, there have been. So I don't know who was overlapping. If it was Finn, it would have been like one of his first years
right.
there.
Yeah. Okay, so you got the plays within a play, Private Lives and Cyrano, all are what the repertory company in the Moon Over Buffalo story are performing. And this sort of the comic driver is the fact that Frank Capra, this huge Hollywood director, is going to be coming to one of the shows to possibly recruit George and Charlotte for a
right,
film
that's
he's doing.
And then they just have their messy personal lives that are going on as well. There's about 10 million things going on. It's your classic farce. And the way you know it is a classic farce is you look on stage and there's about 17 doors on stage, which I guess you helped build.
Tell me about it. Yes, it's yet another.
And you can tell, those doors aren't there for nothing. One of them has to lead to a closet. One of them has to lead outdoors. The rest of them are leading on stage, off stage. You know, it's just, there's a scene where it's just like, you know, someone in the middle is like the traffic circle and she's directing people in and out of all the doors. And anyway,
classic hijinks. I just wonder if doors were so common in this kind of farce, you know, on Broadway, because, you know, in films you can always just cut, you know, you just cut mm-hmm. from one actor to another. But here somebody has to, you know, pop out, somebody else pops in just missing them, not realizing yeah. they were there, and or somebody is caught in some sort of compromising situation.
Well, right. You think of the classic British comedies, and not classic British comedies, but what they call slap and tickle farces, where, you know, half the women are half undressed at one point or another, and
right.
it's, you know, noises off, people going in and out of doors, and mistaken identity. All those things are in this play. It doesn't have any deeper meaning, and I don't know if we're ever going to want to do, like, you know, those plays that, like, you know, do something other than really bring the community together mm-hmm. and make people laugh. But there's been so many people involved in this, and it's really fun. I mean, whatever the play you're doing, to work with people of all ages, to be working toward a common goal, to get a lot of people involved. We had, you know, kids painting the set. You know,
right.
we had... You know, I don't want to give away his age, but like a man in his mid-70s helping put up the set. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, we'll need more people to help take it down on Sunday night.
Okay. It's fun. Let's run through the cast again. So it's Ed Ronco as George. R-O-K-C-A-W's own Ed Ronco as George. Stephanie Ask as Charlotte. Rosalind is Emily Pratt.
She's a high school senior. It's her first play.
And Ira Snelling plays Howard.
Right.
Seton Bryan, a former Sitka High actor, yeah. is come back to play Paul. Tracy Marthaler is Ethel. Alexander Allison, who teaches at Blatchley, is returning to community theater. He was in Rumors. He's playing Richard. And then Eileen is played by Megan Doughty.
She's a very experienced actress from, you know, she's just out of college, and she's an AmeriCorps volunteer working over at Edgecombe.
I think her picture was in the paper last night.
I think it was. Yes.
Okay. And the play is going to be staged. It opens tomorrow evening, 7 o'clock, at the Sitka Performing Arts Center. It's also going to be Saturday and Sunday. It sounds like it's a great ticket, $10 for adults, $7 for students and seniors. You can buy them at Old Harbor Books and at the door. And Shannon, in our promos that I've heard on air, you say that there is some language, but I'm gathering that it's kind of innuendo. I'm gathering that
there's actually two S words.
Okay.
They say it twice. They just twice, and then there's, you know, I mean, someone's pregnant out of wedlock. I mean,
okay,
depends on what you have a problem with.
Yeah, so, I guess we would place this play sort of in the naughty
yeah.
category rather than, you know, vulgar or profane.
No, right? I mean, I know my friends with kids who are as young as 7 and 8 are going to come to the show, and I'm sure they've heard worse words on the playground and feel people have ample warnings and will come anyway.
All right, so keep that in mind. This is the uncut Broadway version. Of,
right, we're doing it exactly as it's written.
Of Moon Over Buffalo, Sitka Community Theater. Shannon Hoagland is the producer, and we could go on talking about this forever, but I think we're just going to have to, the rubber's going to hit the road.
Right, there's
tomorrow
nothing
evening.
We can do at this point.
Tomorrow evening at 7 o'clock. Thanks so much for coming in and
well,
talking about it,
me.
Shannon. Shannon Hoagland is the producer of Sitka Community Theater's Moon Over Buffalo, which opens tomorrow at the Performing Arts Center.